With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, joined now by Matt Lampert, the Beverly High School girls hockey coach. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell you what, Division I girls hockey this year is absolutely so competitive. And you guys at this point really doing well in the Northeastern Conference Hockey League. But also, 10-5-1 overall. You're ranked okay with the most recent rankings. Have you seen the power rankings today?
I haven't seen them today. Last I looked, we were at 21.
Okay, they just came out. You're still there at 21, but solidly ensconced. You guys are right there with Whitman Hansen. And I want to talk about your schedule, Coach, and maybe before we do that, tell me a little bit about the makeup of the team, because I know you've got a couple of veterans and you've also got some very young players.
Yeah, we have we pull from three different schools from 8th grade. This is the youngest. We have an 8th grader from Danvers who's a star on our starting line. Great player. You know, young, but definitely contributes to the team.
Is that Meredith?
No, that is Clara Carey.
Oh, there she is. Okay, yep. I see it. Yep. Wow, 2027. Good Lord, yes. Okay. 8th grade, tremendous. And what about Meredith? I mean, she's young too, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a freshman. She's actually playing goal for us right now.
Oh, wow, okay.
Our goalie's hurt or injured, whatever you want to call it. And, yeah, she's played goalie a little bit on and off throughout her career so far. So she stepped up. And, yeah, she's in that at least this last week and this week.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your captains, Coach.
The great made up from Danvers and Ipswich. You know, they all of them have a different role. You know, they're not all so talkative or vocal, but, you know, actions speak louder than the words. So, mm-hmm. You know, they all play a different role in their own different way that contributes to, you know, making the team run smoothly.
What about, how do you get the team to work together, Coach? How long does that take? Because if you've got kids coming in from different communities, obviously you have to coordinate practice time and so on, but also the fact that they come from different schools. How do you get them to mesh, or how long does it take for them to start to realize that they're teammates instead of rivals?
It's weird with the girls. It kind of just kind of, I mean, I haven't had any problems. They all get along. You know, practices were either late at night or after school, like 3:30. So, you know, we're all able to be that. Try to do a lot of team activities outside of practices. You know, they hang out a lot as a team. You know, like to do different things. Keep them all in the one locker room.
You know, you started out with some low scoring games, and I'm wondering the style of play of your team, because looking at the scores. Your kids must be pretty tough mentally and probably not so bad physically as well.
Yeah, I mean, I push them hard. You know, my motto for this year is grit. So we kind of use that as a, you know, motivation. But, you know, I think it's the way we, you know, us coaches are close to a lot of the players. And, you know, it's not all, you know, serious. We have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, but we also drill, you know, what we need to get done during games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
Peabody and Winthrop, of course, are off to incredible starts as we wind down the season. I want to go back to the Peabody game, if you would, Coach. 2-1, Peabody, Linfield, North Reading over you guys. Tell me a little bit about that game, how the ebb and flow of it was.
Peabody's always a big game. It's been, I think, 7 matchups yet. We haven't beat them.
Mm.
We're due one of these days. you know, obviously next season we're due to take them. But it's always a good game. It's very physical. You know, in my opinion, we should have had it, but you know, the hockey gods weren't with us.
You know, it looks like the last two games, well, actually the last four games have sort of been like playoff games, because you know, Peabody wins by a goal, you tie Newburyport. You beat Marblehead in overtime, and then you got a squeaker at Masco. So,
yeah,
are you using this sort of to get ready for the playoffs? Because you still have a tough schedule ahead of you.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy from here on out. And I keep telling the girls that it's, you know, this is the hardest part of the season. It's been going every day for 2.5 months. You know, with barely any break.
Yeah.
So you know, it's all about the focus. And, you know, we came out slow. We tend to come out slow. I don't know why, but, you know, we tend to pick it up through the second and third.
All right, can you tell me about Hallie Greenleaf? Because in the roster I have, looks like she's your leading scorer at this point.
Yes, I believe she is. Yeah, she's a junior from Ipswich. Great person. She's a great captain. One of the most, probably most hardened workers on the team, and a great leader.
All right, finally, Coach, this week, let me just take a look at the schedule. I want to pull it back up here because you've got, what, let me see, five games left, and including games against teams that are a little above you in the MIAA rankings, which just came out. But let's just focus on this week's games. Wednesday, Gloucester, and that's up at the Talbot, and then you've got a home game at the Bourke against Methuen. Tell me about what you expect those two games to be like.
They're both going to be a grind. None of these games are going to be easy. It's whoever comes prepared and wants it more. I don't think it's so much about the skill level. We can skate with any team. You know, we're a great team. We work hard. It's really who wants it more.
Is there a home advantage playing at the Bourke? Do you get a good turnout from the home people?
It's okay. I don't like traveling, so I try to have as much games at home this year as I could.
Okay. Well, that's reasonable. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for taking the time. I'll check in with you later on, and good luck this week.
Thanks,
Coach. Take care. That is Matt Lambert, who is the Beverly High School girls hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.